You're holding that chof from it all to menoches. Again, less shaila was it of Huna. The shaila was maskable or of Huna. Less gemara was haray melech. The parashat you have to salt the mincha. The leitona bekura. The Torah doesn't say it twice. Or makfa beis tolus likuva. The tani will learn like this. The pasuk says bris melech olam hu. And we dashin chetay the topic more now. Dav chof the dashins that chetay bris amur b'melech. That there's a bris amur b'melech. Rashi says le tafsik mikabonis. That you always have to have salt on a korban. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon, the Lekimidi and the Mashmer's Dershin. These two drushes, how will have the Zonaf Kamina? It's the only Yishal, how you dash in them. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, he dashes that you have to have a melech in this pasuk of Bris Melech Olam. And Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nemakan Bris Melech Olam. Who? The Nemal Han, another pasuk says, Bris Kunas Olam. So it's like this. That kishem sheyer shel korbanos b'lei kuna, just every korban needs a kohen. When it says bris kunas olam, there's a bris you have to use a kohen by the korbanos for after shechita onwards. You have to have a kohen. It's kach sheyer shel korbanos b'lei melech. The same way you cannot have a korban without a melech. So here the question is, even by why it doesn't say it twice, you have to have melech. So why is it lekuva? How come we say bris melech olam means it's lekuva? It has to be. Smur says on Rav Yosef. Rav Ketana Didan Thrule Enechnami. Rav Atayu holds like Awatana. That Rashi says, Rav, the Yom, the Rav said before, that Echzira in Lay Echzira Lay. Only what the Pesach says clearly over a second time is Likuva. Otherwise it's not. Atayu, he holds by Mincha like the Tana of Al Mishnah. The Yom, the Awatana says, Lay Malach HaKayim, it's Kosher. Even without Likha, it's Kosher. Enechnami, according to Rav, if you did not salt the Mincha, it still would be Kosher. The Yom of Rawatana says, Loi Malach Kosher, even without Amalicha, still the korban is the Mincha is Kosher. Omleyai, Sabayi said back, if that's Pshat, Ihochi, if so. When the Mishnah says, Lo Yitzak, that you did not pour the Shemin the second time over the Mincha, Naam Lo Yitzak, the Mishnah meant to say it didn't make Yitzik at all, because we said before now that Yitzik is an avoided as the Kuvah. Ela, what we say before the Pshat in the Mishnah was, Ela lo yitzuk means kohen, just that the kohen did not make the yitzika. Ela zar, but a zar did do it. So kitzur, now Mishnah says lo yitzuk, it just means not a kohen, but a zar did it. So maybe Yochanan here also, when the Mishnah says lo melech, all it means to say is that a kohen did not make the melecha. Ela zar, but only a zar did it. So even according to our Mishnah, you have no right. It could be that melech is likuva by mincha. It's only that if a zar does it, still is kosher. But I call upon him again, it's not like Rav, that Rav says, whatever doesn't say it second time, it should not be likuva. So my answer is, O Malay, v'chisal al-daitcho, shezar korv l'gabi mezbeach. Listen, if that's what the Mishnah means to say, that just the Kohen did not do the melicha, but Azar did it, how is that possible? Could Azar come close to the mezbeach? Azar can't come near the mezbeach. So, pshita, when it says he did not do a melicha, it means, le'mala klal. So the kids say, our Mishnah, also like Rav, also like our Mishnah, that by Mincha, it's kosher without a Melicha, without salting it first. The boy say, another tale, it's going to be like this. The boy say, keep on the Chsiv Bei Bris, command the Tony Bei Kerodam, you know, that even Rav would agree, since by this parasha of Melech, it says Bris Melech Olamu, so the word Bris is coming like Likuva to say, every Korban, every Mincha has to have Melech, and without Melech, talk it's possible. So even Rav would agree to this. And if this is a pshat, if so, then what's pshat in our Mishnah? So we have to say pshat in our Mishnah, then is, we'll soon see that, loy molech, maybe the whole melicha, the whole mincha. But about the kmitza, that much you would have to have a melicha done to. Now the Gemara says, is it true what we're saying, v'loy toni beikro, is it true the apostle doesn't say it twice by melech? V'yoksiv, the ataka tu psukim, one posik says, v'chol korban minchoscho ba melech timlech. All your korbanos, kol korban minchasecha, mashevi mincha, by melech timlech, you have to salt it first. So here it's the second time it says it. It said already bris melech olam, and now it says the second time by mincha. So here the second time it's the same as likuva. So Mor says no, rumi boyle likatanya. This posik b'chol korban minchasecha, we need not likuva but for different adrosha. It's not a second time; it's for different adrosha. Likatanya, like we learned. Ilunema korban b'melech, would have said the word korban by melech. Shemei ani, I would hear from this, afilu eitzim, that even eitzim, also you have to salt the eitzim before you burn them. Vidam, anuadin, by zrikat adam, also you have to salt the dam first. Shenikro korban, because they are called a korban. So how do we know to say not dam and not etzim? Tamulim, that's what a pasuk has to say. V'chol korban minchoscho b'melech timlich. Tamulim mincha. So it means like this, a korban that's doima to a mincha. Ma mincha miyuched is special. Shacherim boin choyvelo, other things come a choyvelo. So Rashi says it means that every mincha needs something else to come for it. In other words, you have to bring wood, you have to have wood to be burnt in order to bring the mincha. Is afkol everything else, shacherim boim choyvelo, anything that needs at least something else to come because of it, like a zevach or a mincha. Mashen kein, not etzim. Etzim itself, nothing has to come because of the etzim. So therefore, etzim does not need a melech. Now, if so, ima mincham yuchedesh shemateris, just like a minch itself is a matir. In other words, Rashi says now, it's really a question, ima mincham that means hochi poruch. Or it may be aim, let's say this, yehecha de marbinin, called the domulei, behai tzad shachirim boim chayvulim, is tarbanami dam the domulei lidogisa. Maybe say dam also needs melech, because just like a mincha, it's coming to be matir something else. Ima mincha miuchedesh shemateris, av kol shemater, maybe anything else also that's a matir, it needs melech. If so, ovi dam, maybe I'll also include dam should also have to have melech. Shematir, so maybe dam also, zrika sadam has to be salted before you use the dam. On this time, we'll know, the pasuk says, meyal mincha secho, for loit meyal dimcho. That miyal mincha secho, you only need melech on top of a melech, on top of a mincha, but not on dam. Dam does not need melech, does not need salt. Yochla, I would have thought to say, te mincha tula, te mincha kula tuna melech. Maybe you have to salt the whole mincha. Not only the kmitza part, but even the shrine also has to be salted. Tamulim, it says korban. No, that korban toy melech, v'yein mincha kula tuna melech. That only the kmitza, that part of the mincha needs melech. That's likuva. But the shrine does not need melech. So the ainli ella kaimitz, maybe only the kmitza of a kmincha needs salt. Minayin l'rabba says alavoyna. How do we know that levoyna also has to have salt on it first? Ma ben yes alavoyna. I'll also include levoyna also needs salt. Shekein bo ima b'kli echad, that levoyna comes in the same kli as the mincha, since it's part of the mincha, so the levoyna also needs melech. And the Gemara says, "Vaytu minayin." How do we know the Rabbi says a levoina bo b'fnei yatzmo? Let's say in the case the levoina comes by itself, not with the same kli as the mincha. How do we know this levoina also has to have melech? Rashi says, "Kogoyinoim." If somebody says a reyel levoina, the Yomer Perak a reyel yisaron, that's a mincha. You bring the levoina alone. How do you know this also needs salt? Or levoina bo b'zichin. How do we know the levoina comes by the lechem aponim in the bezichin that also needs salt? V'haktoris, how do you know the k'toris needs salt? V'emurei kochim kadoshim, v'emurei kochim kalim, v'yevri oilo, the piece of meat of the korban oilo that's burnt. V'yevri asoif from the korban oif. Like all these things that are burnt on the mezbeach, minayin, how do we know all these things also need melech? Is Talmud Loim, that's what the Pasuk says, al kol korban chotakiv melech. On any korban, anything that's korban, gabi mezbeach, you need melech. So the kitza, they're not like two extra psukim, it's not shinu ba'akosiv, but rather each one comes to teach us different halachas, that exactly which type of akrova do you have to have melech. Comes at everything except etzim and dam. Etzim, wood, and dam does not need melech. Now, Omama, what did we say before? Ein li yela koimetz, maybe only the kemitz of the minch itself needs melech. Minayin l'rabba says a levoina. How do we know even the levoina also needs melech? So he said, Ma ben yes levoin, was as far as said that levoin also needs salt. Shekein bo imo b'kli echad, but it comes with it, b'kli echad in one kli. Ay, vo amati, you said, Ma mincho miyuchede shacherim bo yin choyvelo. In other words, anything that needs something else to come because of it, also needs melech. So the levoin also, you have to have etzim to burn in order to burn the levoin on top of it. So from that Rashi, we should know that Levoina needs melech. How come I have to say a new Savar here? Because it's in the same Kli. So Rashi says, true, okay, this is what I meant to say. Eima Korban, maybe let's say Korban is a Klal. Or Mincha is a Prat. And therefore, maybe I should ask it to say Klal or Prat. The Klal is usually Eim B'Klal or Mashem a Prat. Maybe Mincha in Midyach Rina Loi. Maybe only the Mincha itself needs melech. And not something else, not Levoina. His Hodama, then the Pasuk says no. Al kol korboncho is chozo klal, so now it comes out to be klal or prat or klal. So if so, we darshaniyat adana lakena prat, I don't like the prat. Maha Prat is Mefurish. Shacherim Boim Chayvelo is Av Kol Shacherim Boim Chayvelo. Anything else that something else comes out of Sechayv? Now, Acherim Boim Chayvelo Maniyu. What does it mean that something else comes because of this? What is it? Is Eitzim. Eitzim comes because you need Eitzim for the Levoina, you need Eitzim for the Mincha. So to say Av Kol Eitzim is anything that needs Eitzim, anything that has to be burnt, that you have to use wood to make the fire to burn with, all these things need melech. So, Eima, why don't I say Levoina? So now the question really is like, Eima Achirim, the Boim Chayvelo Ninu, is Levoina. Maybe it means something like Levoina, that something else has to come with it. Just like Levoina needs the Kemitz, needs the Mincha, so maybe only things like this, that something else has to come because of it. Or where a Korban comes because of the Mincha, these things need salt. And if so, v'yaisi dam, I'll learn out then that even dam of a korban also needs melech. Di'ikin nesochim, because there's nesochim. So again, so we're saying things like levoina, so we'll include dam also, di'ikin nesochim, because with dam there's also nesochim, where Rashi says, yav yayin v'shemin, boin l'choibus l'zevach. And if so, Nisrazmor says, no, nesochim bahadi imur mudiyosi. So the nesochim that comes is not called part of the dam, that comes with Taurus, the imurim of the korban. Now, my time, what's the reason? Achilu shtiyah, because there's achilu the emurim, ushtiyah the yayin. So they goes together, the yayin goes with the emurim. So what says Adam, maybe just the opposite. Kapora v'simcha, that the dam is a kapora, and the yayin is for simcha. So maybe these two come together. So maybe yayin and dam come together, so therefore it's considered that there's boyim acherim chay v'lo, and you have to have melech also. So Mer says, rather, Ella, what's the real svar of Acherim Boim Loi? It means to say, El Levoino Boimo Bekliyachod. That the svar is now the reason why we're Marba Levoino, because Levoino comes in the same Kli as the Mincha. But Nesachim main Boim Bekliyachod. But Nesachim does not come Avalatim, but by the wood, Kihechod Mischashrabu Mincha, Hochi Mischashrabu Kulukabonis. That the Eitzim is nothing special for the Mincha. It's not called Boyin with the Mincha. Because the Eitzim, the same way you use the wood to burn, to make fire, to burn the Mincha, the same way it's used for Kulu Karbonis. So therefore, Eitzim is not included in Melech. Levoina Tak is included. So that's what's good. Well, we need really both Svaras. That's called Acherim Boyin Chayvelo. And also, the reason why we're Marba Levoina over Eitzim is because Levoina has the Milo that Levoina is in the same Kli as the Mincha. Whereas Eitzim comes by itself, it's not called, it comes together with the Mincha, because the same Eitzim is brought for Karbonis also. Now the Gemara says, V'yema, why don't I say this? Maha prat mefura shacherim boim choivim lo, uma teres. Maybe, you know what, you have to have salt, only things that other things come with it, and also it's a matir, like a Mincha. Is af kol anything else, shacherim boim choivim lo, other things come because of it. Uma teres, and it's a matir, uma nino, what else is it? Levoino. That the levoina that comes, it needs wood to be burnt on, and it also it's matir the lechem. Maybe other things that are not a matir does not need salt. So Mora says no. Since we need the pasuk of miyal min chasecha, v'loy miyal dimcha, it's a diak to say only a dam does not need salt. Is mechlad hanachulo also bechatzad. Mashm, everything else you could learn out, Taka, that it needs salt. So we did not say it needs two things, like Mincher is Boin Acherim Boim Chayvelo, and it's a Mati, you do not need both Tanoim. It's enough just one Tanai, anything else that Acherim Boim Chayvelo, some all other things that also need wood to be burnt, in order to burn these things on top of it, or also Toyin Melech. The only thing again that goes out is only Eitzim and Dam. Now the Gemara says, oh Mama, what we say before, Meyal mincha secho, v'loy meyal dimcha. Atapi mincha, not meyal dimcha. And not, dam does not need melech. V'yem the Gemara asks the question, why don't I say meyal mincha secho, v'loy meyal evrecho? Maybe on top of a mincha needs salt, and not on top of evorim, the bosa that you burn of a korban oilo, maybe that does not need melech. So the Gemara says, no, mistav, it's more of a sort of saying, Eivorim have the rabuye. It's more of a sort of said that the Eivorim, the pieces of meat from a korban oilo, they have to have melech. Shekein, because it's more doima to a mincha, ashpenan tumei a simen, means like this, that acherim boyim choivim lo. You need other things. You need eitzim. You need wood to be burnt in order to burn the worm, just like a mincha. Kemoisa, just like a mincha. Ishem kemoisa, something that's burned on the fire, just like the mincha is. Bachutz kemoisa, there's an issa haktaras chutz, just like nala rabbi makdir on mincha bachutz, and nala rabbi makdir the worm bachutz. Noisa kemoisa, they both have a psal noisa. Leave over the boss, leave over the mincha, it's noisa. Leave over kemitza. Tumma kemoisa, they both have a psal tumma. And mila kemoisa, they both have an issa mila upon it, the mincha and the evorim. So therefore, the Svara say, just like the mincha needs melech, that the Svara said that the evorim of a korban oil also has to have melech. Now the Gemara says, no, maybe just the opposite. Adarav, let's say just the opposite. Dam have a little rabuyi. Maybe it's only Svara to use dam. You know why? Shekein matir kemoisa. Because dam is a matir, just like the mincha, the kemitza is also matir. And nifso b'shkir sachamo. Dam also becomes possible b'shkir sachamo. But she said, "The ain't a royal is rika balaylo." They said, "The yom savoises b'nei yisrael hakriv," and therefore you leave all the dam to tomorrow. It's also possible. It becomes possible vashkiyas achamo. And the chen kremes, what she said, "Liel mi b'yom savoisek siv zoisafer liyelo ulemincha." So they both have a psul of shkiyas achamo. Avol every oyla, but the pieces of meat to burn hukru lakriv kol alaylo. You're allowed to burn the emurim kol alaylo. Says so, maybe dam is more daimon to a mincha than every oiler is. And Samarin says, no, I'll tell you hanach nefishim. The other cheshbon to say that the evorim is daimon to mincha, there are more reasons to say that evorim are daimon to mincha rather to say than the dam is daimon to a mincha. Omama, what we said before, shemeya ne'afilu veitzim v'dam shenikro korban. Bosk would have just said, "I call korban chotakriv melech." I would have thought to say, "Who adin when you makriv dam, the zrika sadam also needs melech, and who adin whenever you burn eitzim, also maybe it has to have salt." So Kamashpuna says, "I call korban mincha, it has to be damit to a mincha." Nothing more says, "Man shamadli, who's the tana that holds the yom that it says eitzim mikri korban? Who's the one that says eitzim is called the korban?" Samura says, "Rebbe goes according to Rebbe." Samura says, "Le Rebbe mi boi boi melech enich nami." According to Rebbe, the Rebbe says a person can be menadiv just to bring wood, and the wood has a shem korban. According to Rebbe, you have to have melech also. That doesn't come out well. We're saying now that melech does not need salt, and according to Rebbe, it does. I mean, eitzim does not need salt, and according to Rebbe, it does need salt. The tiny went like this. Korban, the pasuk says, malamed shem is not ben eitzim. A person can make a nedavah just to bring eitzim. That's his korban. The kama, how much wood do you have to bring or so? Shnei gezirim, two logs of wood. V'chein when the apostle goes says like this, v'hagorola sipalnu al korban eitzim, that there's a girl who came out upon korban eitzim, mashmi, because that's such a thing as a korban eitzim. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, eitzim korban mincha. Rebbe says, eitzim is not just on the korban, but eitzim is doing with a korban mincha. What does that mean to say? Utunin melech, you have to salt the eitzim before you burn it. Utunim hagosho, you have to be negish, you have to bring this eitzim, the wood, closer towards the Mizbeach. And the Yom HaRav, Rebbe says, that the Divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, eitzim tuna kemitza, that eitzim even needs kemitza, it's not much like a mincha. You have to like chop off some of the wood, and take a handful of it, and burn that separately. And the Yom HaRav even says, that the Divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, eitzim, tzrichim eitzim, that before you burn this wood, you have to have other wood on the bottom of it. It's like a regular kemitz, like a regular mincha. So Yisroel see, according to Rebbe, Taki, you do have to salt the melech, the melech. You do have to salt the eitzim. Taki medashnim before, that eitzim does not need melech. So Mor says, Echonami, Sami mikan eitzim. Take out the word eitzim. Eitzim taki also needs melech. V'yel kro lemute mai. If so, what does the pasuk come to a mayat? Which, what things does not need salt? I lemute dam. If the ik of this drosher is called minchas, I call korban mincha, comes lafuke dam, the dam does not need salt. For the Gemara, I know that anyway. Mi al mincha secha nafka. We darshin al mincha secha is mashmoni on the mincha, and not al dimchem, and not on dam. So without the posuk of korban mincha, we know that dam does not need melech. So how come we darshin here from the posuk to Mayit that dam does not need melech? So Mor says echanami. Apik eitzim v'yayu nesachim. Take out eitzim and add in nesachim. And echonami, the pasuk does not only come to remind dam, it's not only Dam, I would know from another Pasuk, but it's come to mind, even the Sochim also does not need Melech. The Tani we learned, Avla Yain, V'yadam, V'yaitzim, V'yakteris, Ain't Tuna Melech, these things do not need Melech. Yain does not need Melech. So that's the Pshat, well, Ayin is Sochim, the Sochim does not need Melech.
Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll continue on the other side, the next daf. So wait till the tape goes all the way to the end, and then turn over on the other side.